Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Chapter the Fifth, A Young Love Mercilessly Dismembered.
I am uncommonly well today, sir. Well, not even that dashed journalist Sarquil can dent my mood today. Sir, did I just hear my daughter giggling?
Yes, sir.
If a well-bred woman in late 19th century Britain is giggling, the government is not doing its job properly.
I believe Mr. Sarquil is making her giggle, sir.
Sarquil? It is at times like these I'm glad the medical concept of blood pressure has not been invented.
Only because he misheard. In order to keep his hands warm, he ended up wearing a pair of kittens.
Oh, Mr. Sarquil, you are so amusing.
Sarquil?
Sir?
You dare to make my daughter giggle?
Well,
Father? Do not be unreasonable.
Lily, I would rather you ran round the streets naked, shouting, touch me, than be made to giggle by a strange man.
Mr. Sarquil is not a strange man.
He is a journalist, and there's nothing stranger than that.
Well, what about a horse with the face of the Pope?
Oh, yes, that would be strange.
Get out, Lily.
Yes, Father.
And now we shall begin.
Yes, as soon as I have set up Mr. Brunel's visionary invention, the steam-powered typewriter.
What?
This is Mr. Shovelgood, the engineer.
I have the order of pistons.
Fire her up, Mr. Shovelgood.
Right, you are in your crankshaft.
And now, to type a letter, I simply dictate it to Mr. Shovelgood, and he hits the relevant key with a 25-pound sledgehammer. Begin.
As soon as I have...
Space. Oh, the David Orbidar knackered.
Oh, not again! We shall summon Mr. Brunel and be underway again in less than a week. You don't mind waiting, do you, Sir Philip?
You will hear it now or not at all.
Then now it is.
Having escaped from the evil Admiral Howard Thrasher's ship, I found myself adrift in the English Channel. Worse, at that time, swimming had not yet been invented. It wasn't until 1857 that Dr. Swim made the scientific breakthrough, which allowed a man to move through water without the aid of a sail or a well-trained fish. And then I heard a familiar voice.
Grab this rope, Pip! Climb on board!
Oh, Lily!
The last time I had seen her, she was being dragged down a river by a vicious pack of underwater squirrels.
I thought you were dead!
I escaped the squirrels, but was knocked unconscious and swept out to sea. I floated for weeks, but used my time constructively to train this fish.
This is not a raft?
No, it's a tuna. And it shall take us back to land. Go on, boy! Giddy up!
I had no idea they sounded so much like horses.
As the noble tuna bore us landwards, I told her how my evil guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, was trying to destroy me.
I look forward to reacquainting myself with him and doing a good bit of thwarting. Ah, here we are, the port of Snertwich.
I gratefully disembarked, and my aunt was about to follow when a terrible furry throng leapt from the water.
Oh, these damned squirrels! They're so vengeful, so persistent.
No, Aunt Lily!
The squirrels are chasing me, Pip! Go to London! Thwart Mr. Benevolent! Don't worry about me. They've basically bitten my arm off, but I'll be fine. Look after the family! Bye!
My newfound optimism ebbed like a sad tide, but I girded myself, left the docks, and bought a seat on the next coach to London. It was an uncomfortable trip. Two of the horses had a limp, and one of the coach wheels was square. But eventually, we arrived. Then, as I stepped out of the coach, I saw an incredible sight. For across the road,